Find Monday Night Talk on Facebook and share your opinions. Go to 959WATD.com/Monday Night Talk.
And good evening and welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And as Kevin Tashi said, I'm Christine James, the next voice you will hear. But I'm sitting here in studio with Kevin Tashi, of course, the host of Monday Night Talk, and WATD's Charles Mathewson. Why are we here? Well, you know what's going on. It is a WATD political forum. I'm Christine James, the moderator tonight. The race is for the Plymouth County Register of Probate. We have Democrat Matt McDonough here tonight. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thank you, Christine.
And Republican Tony O'Brien. Thanks for joining us, Tony.
Thanks, Christine.
Both gentlemen vying for the open seat as the current Register of Probate, Robert McCarthy, has decided not to run again. Now, asking questions with me, of course, tonight, we've got Kevin Tashi and Charles Mathewson. Our format is very simple. Those of you who've listened to us for about the past 200 forums probably know it by heart. We ask the candidates to have opening and closing statements prepared. They can be as short as they want, but please no longer than 2 minutes. In between, we ask a round of questions, and we also have a special round of questions that we call the lightning round. Those answers are either yes or no, or one or two sentences tops, and the reporter will ask that. Now, we also have a segment, and hopefully we'll have time, and I believe we will tonight because we're going a full hour tonight, that we give the candidates a chance to ask each other a question or two as well. And then we go to our closing statements, which again are 2 minutes long at the most. But we determine the earlier order out of course, the new official featuring Mount Rushmore, WATD Newsroom Koozie. Tony O'Brien will give the first opening statement, then we'll go to Matt McDonough, and we will reverse that order at the end. I want to say thank you, too, to our media partner here tonight, Whitman Hansen Community Access, for making sure that this is all put on video. So thank you for joining us tonight, gentlemen, and let's have our opening statements from Tony O'Brien.
Thanks, Christine, and thanks to WATD and your listeners. I'm Anthony O'Brien. I'm a Brockton native. Democrat leaders say that O'Brien can win in Brockton. It's no longer a Democrat stronghold, and an independent candidate for mayor beat the Democrat machine only 11 months ago. I served in the Marine Corps, then the Navy SEALs. O'Brien's the only military veteran in the race. O'Brien has the most experience as a county official, and I have the most experience as a manager for 30 years. The Register is a manager, not an attorney. Most Republicans and Democrat leaders will tell you that O'Brien should win this race. The previous four governors were Republican. There's many open seats, including the Register of Probate. It's a very conservative county with strong Republican incumbents supporting strong Republican candidates. Democrat candidates with high negatives, like Matt McDonough and others, who Democrats will not vote for. Lastly, McDonough has made three major mistakes so far, and he can't afford any. First, McDonough has said that the Register should be an attorney. That's an unethical misrepresentation, and it's also a very dumb message. People don't like attorneys, Mr. McDonough. Second, McDonough's campaign has featured former Sheriff Joe McDonough as Matt's role model for public service, while omitting his despicable record as a county official, resulting in his being thrown out of office in disgrace. Thirdly, McDonough is conducting aggressive opposition research to find dirt on O'Brien and telling lies about me throughout our county. So we're warning voters to expect desperate, dirty ads and or mailers with attacks and lies that will backfire on Mr. McDonough, because O'Brien is well known as only standing for integrity, and McDonough does not. I look forward to our conversation.
Thank you. That was the opening statement from Tony O'Brien. He's the Republican in this race. Now we're going to hear from Matt McDonough, who is the Democratic candidate.
Thank you, Christine, Kevin, Charles, WATD, and Whitman Hansen Community Access Television for hosting tonight's debate. On November 4th, Plymouth County voters will choose a new Register of Probate. My name is Matt McDonough, and I ask for your vote to become the next Register of Probate. Our current Register, Bob McCarthy, has served Plymouth County families with compassion and dedication for the past 14 years. I thank Bob for his years of service, and I wish him and his family well as they turn to a new chapter in their lives. I'm very proud to announce for the first time on WATD that Bob McCarthy has endorsed me in this race. I'm the only candidate in this race with any legal experience. The Register of Probate's primary function is to ensure the integrity of the legal filings in the probate and family courts. Since 1944, for 70 years, Plymouth County residents have chosen an experienced attorney to be Register of Probate. I've dedicated my legal career to helping families both inside and outside of the courtroom. During my decade of work as an assistant district attorney, I handled thousands of cases, managed dozens of employees as a supervisor, and advocated on behalf of victims of domestic violence and drug addiction. I understand the law and the problems that plague so many families when they walk into the probate courts. I live in Marshfield with my wife Suzanne and our three children, Kara, Coleman, and Caitlin. As a selectman and school committee member, I've been a leader on some of the most important issues facing Plymouth County families. I serve in the Marshfield High School Building Committee, where we recently completed a $100 million construction project. Our Board of Selectmen filed two appeals of the FEMA flood maps that threatened to add thousands of Plymouth County families to the new maps that had never been flooded before. We fought the federal government, and we won. I've been on the front line in battling the epidemic of opiate overdoses on the South Shore as an attorney and as an elected official. For the past 7 years, I've voted on our town's $70 million budget and contracts for hundreds of employees. As your next Register of Probate, I'm uniquely qualified to expand the Attorney of the Day program, where attorneys volunteer to provide legal advice to families at no cost. I will use my legal education and management experience to make our offices as efficient and customer-friendly as possible, and I ask that you vote for me, Matt McDonough, for Register of Probate on November 4th. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Matt McDonough with his opening statement. Now we're going to go to our panel. Kevin Tachi, your question for the candidates and who it is directed at first.
It's like a great spread here. I'm not sure what direction you're going. I might just go with the easiest way of egress, and that is it was a popular question during the primary political forums. Now that we have an attorney opposing a manager on the general election ballot, please tell the voter your position and why it would best serve them to elect you to office with your particular skill. We'll start with Matt.
Kevin, thank you. I'm actually an attorney and a manager by my experience and work history. Kevin, it is no requirement within the Constitution, and that's where the Register of Probate's office is described and outlined, that you have to be a lawyer. But the law has changed since our Constitution for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has been written. Laws expand, they get interpreted, and they need somebody who's going to be able to understand them when you come into the registry. These aren't just documents that we're managing. These are people's lives. And these lives are being decided on matters of divorce, child support, adoption, based upon legal filings. And I think it's critical. It's very important to make sure that somebody has a legal education and legal experience, somebody who understands how the trial system works. And as I said in my opening, Plymouth County residents, although they don't have to, they've been voting for an experienced attorney since 1944. That's as far back as I could go with my research. 70 years. They've been requiring an attorney to represent them and take care of their needs at the Family and Probate Court.
Mr. O'Brien, same question.
Attorneys practice law. They represent clients. They make arguments. And the Register of Probate does none of that. So it doesn't require an attorney. And despite what Mr. McDonough says, it shouldn't be an attorney, and it doesn't need to be an attorney. And I would recommend that an attorney stay in his $250 an hour job as an attorney. And also be careful of attorneys that will tell you that I'm not going to practice law on the side, because how often do we hear in the news that somebody that's in this kind of position is caught practicing law on the side? The Register of Probate is strictly a manager and not an attorney. The argument since 1944 that it's been an attorney is exactly why it shouldn't be an attorney, because folks are sick and tired of attorneys that want to be in a political position that doesn't require an attorney. If you want to run for an office where the centerpiece of your message is I'm an attorney, then run for DA. It's the only position that requires an attorney, and the current DA is unopposed. It's a bad message because the favorability of attorneys is about 8%. The favorability of militaries and veterans, which is the centerpiece of my resume, is about 90%. So we're talking about somebody who doesn't sound like a very smart attorney, doesn't sound like a very smart candidate, and that's not going to be a smart vote for McDonough.
Okay.
Unless Mr. McDonough has something to follow up, then I'm all set.
I certainly do. Practicing law on the side is something that my opponent has brought up against me and the last time he ran for county government office. He's a serial county candidate. He's now run for county commissioner, he's run for Register of Deeds, and he's run for Register of Probate, all since 2008. The only time he's been successful is when he ran as a Democrat back in 2008, and then he switched parties and became a Republican. He was for county government before he was against county government. He's worked on behalf of the Democratic candidate for Governor Martha Coakley before he worked against her. If you want to know what Tony thinks, you just have to wait a little while. He'll tell you. And if you don't like his position, it changes like the New England weather. You just wait a few more minutes. When it comes to practicing on the side, this is going to be my full-time job, should I be fortunate enough to be the next Register of Probate. And that's my answer. It's been my answer the whole campaign. It was John Buckley's answer as Register of Deeds. And Mr. O'Brien tried to prove by bringing in a duffel bag filled with telephone books 2 years ago to this very same room to prove that our Register of Deeds was practicing law on the outside of his practice, an allegation that was proved to be absolutely false. So I'm not surprised by his negative tone in this campaign, but I will not lower myself to it.
Okay, any more follow-up?
It's always interesting when someone says that they're not going to lower themselves to the negative tone while they're giving you the negative tone. Hence, the attorney. I ran for county commissioner in 2008, yes, as a Democrat, and I since switched parties. Nothing wrong with that. Totally legal. I was a conservative Democrat then. That's why I wasn't accepted by folks like Mr. McDonough and his pals that are Democrat leaders in Plymouth County. That's one of the many reasons why, including that former Sheriff Joe McDonough was the father of the Charlie Lincoln $140,000 double-dip pension scam, as well as notorious for nepotism, as well as going over budget, as well as illegalities with campaign signs. Matt McDonough supported all of that. Okay, so if you want a dishonest message, just keep listening to Mr. McDonough. I am a conservative. I did run for registered deeds, and nothing wrong with that. Matt McDonough's run for office many more times than me in the town of Marshfield. So I'm highly qualified to run for this office, and looking forward to the conversation tonight.
Okay, let me just...
I'm just going
to give you a quick follow-up question. You keep referring to his father, who's not running for this office. Mm-hmm. It's Matt McDonough. So you think the sins of the father should be visited upon the son? I don't understand what you're saying here.
That's
I'm
going
to give Matt a chance to answer that.
I was a law student, 22 years old, when my father first ran for sheriff. And of course I supported him. He's my father. My dad, however... And as Tony said, he is my hero. My father was a firefighter for 26 years. My earliest memory of my dad is when I was 3 years old and I watched him run into a burning building in Scituate when he was driving me home to our family house. I was driven home by a parish priest, and there was a lot of press coverage about it because my father ran into that building not because anybody asked him to, not because he knew anybody was in the building, but because he wanted to make sure nobody was there. That's who I call a hero in my life, and he is my inspiration. For Mr. O'Brien to keep bringing him up repeatedly in this campaign is a mistake on his part. He's attacking family. It's the lowest thing that you can do in political campaigning. If he wants to attack me on my record as a selectman, a school committee member, an assistant district attorney, or as vice chair of the county advisory board, where I've had to clean up many of his messes that he left as a county commissioner, I'd be happy to have that discussion.
Okay, I'll give you 30 seconds, Tony. What messes is he talking about that cleaned up?
I'm definitely against county government. You know that, and I've been saying it for years. Matt McDonough has featured his father, Joe McDonough, in his campaign. There's his website. There's photos of them on the campaign trail together. He had a decision over the winter when he started this campaign to include his father or not, and he could have kept him behind the scenes. He chose not to. He made his father, the former sheriff Joe McDonough, a campaign issue, and there he is, a campaign issue. And all of his problems when he was in office as sheriff for less than one term, Matt McDonough supports. Unless he wants to tell us differently, and I look forward to that.
Okay, you know what I'm gonna do? Let's get back to this topic again, but I'm gonna go to Charlie Matthews and questions for the candidates.
Okay, Tony, we know that Matt is an attorney in practice with his father. What are you doing professionally at this time?
I run a transportation office at the Brockton VA Hospital in Brockton, managing an office staff as well as a fleet of vehicles that get veterans rides to medical appointments that need such transportation.
Well, do you mind if I ask, because you mentioned that Matt could make as much as $250 an hour as a private attorney, what are you paid?
What am I paid?
Yeah, at the VA hospital in Brockton.
It's a part-time job, and I'm making $25,000 a year right now.
Okay, so this leads us to an issue that we brought up in both of the primary debates, and that's money. This position starts at $140,000 a year. You're elected once for a six-year term. There is no supervisor. Their county commissioners have nothing to say about the register of probate. There's very sketchy job description. So you get $140,000. The question comes up, are you in this for the money?
Sketchy job description. Of course I'm not in for the money. I haven't been in anything for the money, including when I was in the military. We do well. We have a low. My wife and I don't need a lot of money. We do very well for ourselves and for our family. It's not about the money. If you want to make it about the money, Charles, because that sounds, you know, cool, go ahead. It's not a sketchy job description. There's a very specific job description, and we'll talk about it tonight if you would like. I actually, maybe you weren't listening in the last debate, Charles, but in the debate last time, I specifically said that the term of 6 years is too long, and I would work for reform for that. You might remember that. I also told you that the salary was too high. I told you that, and you can check the tape. $130,000 a year. And I specifically said that no elected official should be making six-figure salaries because it's public service. So, Charles, I don't understand your question. Now, I'd like to hear Mr. McDonough's position on whether he thinks six-year term is a good thing or whether $130,000 salary is a good thing.
Yes, we will. I bring it up again only because the question persists when I speak with people out there. Okay. So, just trying to give you an opportunity to say that what you've just said, that you're not in it for the money. Matt?
Of course not.
Charles, thank you for the question, and I'll actually answer the question.
He's good at those little snide comments,
okay,
too, by the way.
I got into public
service. That's his game.
Let him speak.
I got into public service because I wanted to help people. My wife and I met at Boston College Law School. We were both 1Ls in law school, and we met each other and started dating. We had many different options in front of us. We were blessed to have those options. We chose to become prosecutors, both of us. Suzanne is now in her 13th year in the district attorney's office here in Plymouth County, and I served for 10 years in the district attorney's office in Norfolk County. A starting assistant district attorney salary is $35,000 a year when I started, and when I ended, I made $60,000 a year. I'm not into public service or using my law degree to make large sums of money, and I can tell you that the numbers that Mr. O'Brien's been using to say what I make hourly is not even close. I use my law degree to help people, and I see this position as an incredible opportunity to help families in need. It's a management position, it's a legal position, it's a combination of the two. And I think that you need somebody who is going to be able to manage 28 employees, be able to work with the judiciary, be able to work with the attorneys to recruit them to participate in the Attorney of the Day program. And that's something that, that background is what I possess.
Okay, follow up for each of you. Matt, how would you help people in this position? And the same for you, Tony.
As I said in my opening, the primary responsibility is the integrity of the filings, making sure there's a chain of custody in all filings and make sure nothing gets lost, that everything's available to the judiciary as they adjudicate cases. But we can go beyond that, and Bob McCarthy has, the man who is registered and has supported me in this race. He started an Attorney of the Day program where it was a table outside of a bathroom at the old probate courthouse. He then knew that there was going to be a new courthouse being built. He approached DCAM, the construction management for the state, and said, we really need an Attorney of the Day office in the probate office. He made sure that happened. Now there's privacy. There's a place where you can have discreet conversations with attorneys of the day.
In Brockton.
In Brockton and in Plymouth. Yeah. And unique to Plymouth County, we have both Brockton and Plymouth with an Attorney of the Day program where 5 days a week, attorneys volunteer for free to deal with people's needs, legal needs. You sign in the morning, first come, first serve, from 9 till 1 in the afternoon. In order to make that program thrive, you need to be somebody who's going to be able to appeal to the attorneys in this county and ask them to give up their time. I have those relationships. I've had them with the Pilgrim Bar Advocate Group that actually recruits these attorneys, with the Pilgrim District Bar Association the Plymouth District Bar Association and the Plymouth County Bar Association. I'm members of all these organizations. And these are attorneys who are giving their time for free because they care about people for no other reason at all. And I think I'm qualified to be able to help expand that program in the future.
Tony, how would you use this position to help people?
Let me actually answer the question. Love when he makes his snide little comments. We had a debate last week in Taunton, and one of the reasons why we are where we are right now is because Matt spent most of our hour there insulting me. That's unacceptable. I speak to attorneys myself as well. When you mention $250 an hour, Charles, they'll tell you that's low. So Matt can misrepresent what they're making out there, but you know better. Let's not have that. I have no family members. I have 13 siblings, 3 mothers, 2 that passed away, a father and a wife. That's 18 people in my immediate family.
Wait a minute. 2 mothers.
I said 2 passed away.
Okay.
So I've had 3 mothers.
3 mothers. So at least 2 are stepmothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to be clear. We don't use step in my family. We're all kind of like, you know, about the love and stuff, Charles. You know that.
Okay.
Look. Nobody else in my family has been in government except military service. Nobody. Mr. McDonough's family, they've got quite a few people that have been in government service, and they're taking all the benefits that you get from that government service. That's not what I'm in it for, and I don't know what he's in it for, but I do want to make one more follow-up comment, and that was about Mr. McDonough talking about the fire service, because he insulted me on this last time when he lectured me about his father being a former firefighter. My mom and my brother died in a fire in Brockton. So I'm not going to be lectured to by Matt McDonough on fire service and what it's all about.
You said you would answer the question, how would you use this position to help people?
I have a three-point plan, just like I had when I was a commissioner. Number one is community outreach. Too many people say, you know, what does a registered probate do? They used to say that, too, before I was county commissioner. I ask you, Christine, how many county commissioners sent you as many press releases and had as many meetings as I did when I was county commissioner when they were or are a county commissioner?
I'd have to say you were at the top of the list.
Thank you.
There.
Okay, why? Because it's about informing folks, and with community outreach you can do that. And that's just one example. I got a whole list of sub elements under community outreach. Secondly, customer service. Customer service can always be improved. As good as the office is, and it is a very good office, and the employees are dynamite, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it, but improve it. And there's plenty of places where things can be improved, and that's what managers do. Attorneys don't do that. They argue, they represent clients, managers solve problems. There's a bunch of things that can be improved in that office, including what Matt McDonough has said. The attorney of the day doesn't have a computer and doesn't have a printer. What have you done about it, Mr. McDonough? Go buy a computer and a printer and donate it. I'll do it on day one. That's exactly how it works. I've been in government a couple days myself too, sir. Thirdly, of course, is government efficiency. We cut the budget when I was a county commissioner every year for 4 years in a row. So Matt McDonough's misrepresentation about my management as a county commissioner is exactly that. It's a misrepresentation.
Okay, let's go on to the next question.
That's government efficiency.
I feel compelled to respond to some of those points.
Okay, 30 seconds.
When talking about Mr. O'Brien's record as a county commissioner, I have to say a few things. He started a fight that existed between himself and the county treasurer, putting himself out there with false information, and started an investigation with the Old Colony Memorial newspaper that culminated in an editorial where the Old Colony Memorial wrote, "We expressed the paper's view that the chairman's accusations, that would be Mr. O'Brien, appeared unfounded and his treatment of the treasurer unjustified, and suggested he should step down from the chairmanship of the county commission and either learn to behave more professionally or resign from the commission entirely. That behavior has been consistent in my dealings with Mr. O'Brien on the campaign trail and his 4 years while he was a county commissioner. We were in the worst possible situation facing people wanting to take county government apart because that became Mr. O'Brien's position after he switched as a county commissioner."
Okay, 30 seconds. All right.
We were in the worst possible position because the former sheriff and the wreck, Joe McDonough, Matt McDonough's dad, the records and the finances were an absolute mess.
Okay, we can get to that. Kevin Tachi, question.
This is for you, Tony. You've noted on several occasions during forums and discussions that having an attorney serve in this office is a bad idea and that the position needs a manager. Mm-hmm. Yet, you do possess a legal background. Mm-hmm. Why not use that as an advantage in your campaign instead of seeing it as a negative?
I'd love to. I have 3 degrees. I've got a degree in business. I've got a degree in law. I've got a degree in international policy. But I don't run around bragging about my education. I also attended Massasoit Community College in Brockton. Matt likes to tell people that he graduated from Boston College. He graduated from Holy Cross. Very impressive.
And Silver Lake, class of 95.
Pat yourself on the back, Matt. That's what he does well. There's no reason to do that. I use my business, my legal, and my international policy education every day, all day. And I'm proud to do so. Situations come up all the time, both in my personal and business life, as well as my nonprofit projects where I have management roles all the time. And it will be of a great assistance when I'm in this position as registered probate, managing personnel and budgets and facilities, multi-million dollar budgets and facilities, which I've been doing for many, many years. I will definitely be using that education, but I'm not snobby about my education. I don't feature it because that's not what the folks are into. They're into what are you going to do for public service and how are you going to improve government?
Can I ask you a follow-up question?
Sure.
Why shouldn't somebody be proud where they went to school? What's wrong with that?
I'm not saying you can't be proud of where you went to school. I don't feature it. That was the issue. I just don't feature it. I don't lead with it. I don't brag about it. I went to X school and I went to Y school. I think a lot of people. Percentage of people have a bachelor's degree? Do you know?
I don't know, but I'm asking 20%. You a question. Where did you? All right, let's just clear up the record. Where did you go to school?
Stonehill College.
Okay.
I went to Cardinal Spellman High School in Brockton, okay. Then Massasoit, then Stonehill.
Okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to make that clear.
Whoop-de-doo.
May I have a follow-up, too?
No, well, let me
talk. What?
Yeah.
If you have a law degree, why haven't you ever taken the bar exam?
I have taken the bar exam. I have no interest in being an attorney. And I enjoy my nonprofit work, which I've been doing for over 10 years now in many different organizations. And clearly, I'm not running on an attorney platform. I'm running on a non-attorney platform. So I appreciate the fact that my education as well as my professional background makes me highly qualified for the position. By the way, half of the registered probate in Massachusetts, 14 counties, half of them are not attorneys. That is Exhibit A, counselor, that this whole issue about being an attorney is just a red herring.
Did you pass the bar?
I said I didn't.
You said you did?
I did not.
You did not?
Yes.
Okay. You're listening to...
I also didn't prepare for it, so
okay, you're listening. I was very busy. Hold on 1 second. You're listening to 95.9 FM in Marshfield, the South Shore's news and information station. Going to go now to Kevin Tachi.
This question's for Matt. It's been said a couple of times during this race, before and after the primary election, that many of your financial supporters are attorneys, raising concerns that some of your supporters might be in line for jobs in the register's office. How do you respond to those claims?
It doesn't work that way. The register's position is not a position where you have autonomy over your hirings. You're not there by yourself.
Okay.
Right now, I don't believe there is a single position that goes in the Plymouth County Register's office to the register to make a decision on by themselves. The trial courts have a system where if somebody retires or you have a new position that needs to be filled, the trial court advertises it, and then applicants are sent down to be interviewed by a panel. That panel takes away all of the recommendations, so there's no references. And that was a new revision that was made to create more integrity in the hiring process. There is nobody who is an attorney who's going to probably apply for some of the positions that exist there now. They're clerk's positions, and I haven't had anybody say that they wanted one of the clerk's positions in there.
Again, these are claims that I heard throughout this from before the primary and after. Yes. So,
I've had donors to my race. All I had to do was to say, I'm running for office, you know my record, will you help me? And my friends have said yes. And that's the only agreement that I've had between me and my donors.
Okay. May I? Look, first of all, baloney. Okay, if they're donating money, all right, they're looking for something. And with regards to jobs in the Register of Probate's office, the McDonough family has a long history of nepotism. If you're working in the Register of Probate's office, you better be careful, because when the sheriff was in his office, he got rid of a bunch of folks and replaced them with family members and friends.
Tony, I
would recommend
would like
a law that says against that we should not have nepotism allowed in Massachusetts.
Tony, okay, I'll give you 20 seconds.
If you want to run against my father, first of all, you need a time machine and you need to go back to 2004 and run for sheriff.
Well, you featured him in your race, sir.
He's my father, Tony. he's one of my closest friends, and he's my dad.
He's got a problematic record for you.
I would never bring your dad into this, and I said this at our last debate.
He's never been a county official.
Your dad is your treasurer of your campaign, but I don't go through his history and talk about his background at all. I wouldn't do that to you. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that to anybody running for office.
Okay, let's move on now. Let's go to Charlie again. Questions?
Let's talk about manager. I asked each of you this question when you were running in the primary. There is an existing system, bureaucracy, in the Plymouth County Probate Court, Family and Probate Court. How would you integrate yourself or lead that existing system, Tony?
You kind of do it, you have your own style. You've got a great staff there. You are the manager of the offices, and I'm kind of a team builder, and like to sit back initially and learn. Nobody's going to go into this office that hasn't served in it before and not learn something. As I've done with many new positions, enjoy that challenge. Like to build the team. Learn about what's going on, as well as, but with my manager background, managing personnel and facilities and budgets and policies, I'm going to be able to hit the ground running because of that background. 30 years in management. And I just want to add that, if I may follow up on something, look, last week we were in Taunton, and Mr. McDonough criticized the negative tone that, by the way, he started. Okay, let me tell you why we are where we are right now. I told him, I says, Mr. McDonough, tell you what, you want to make this a positive-only campaign? You run on your record and plans, I'll run on my record and plans, let's do that. I extended my hand. Mr. McDonough did not shake my hand, and he laughed at me. And if you don't think so, then talk to the guys that were in the studio
I did chuckle because you had just spent 20 minutes disparaging my family on
after
live
you
radio.
Insulted me.
There was no way.
I'll give you the list of insults, Matt.
At that moment, Tony. And let's just focus on what the voters of Plymouth County need to hear, which is what this office is all about and how somebody could manage this office. I've already started the process of understanding how this office works on a very intimate level. I've interviewed three existing registrars of probate to see comparatively how they structure their organizations. And there are differences. I went to Bristol County, Norfolk County, and Plymouth County, was able to see structurally how they set up their employees, what each employee does, how they're trained, whether or not cross-training between different units could be helpful to expedite the filings of these cases. That's the type of thing that I've done as a candidate. Instead of, there's probably days I probably could have been out at different events. I chose to take the time and go meet with the existing experts in the field. That's the first step. The second is to get to know the personnel. Get them to trust you and understand that you're there to learn their job and to help them do their job better. Provide them with the resources they need and give them the confidence that you're going to be there for them, whether they have a problem or they have a success. You're going to be there for them to help them as they go through their job day to day.
Okay, I want to ask you both a question. Let's say most people probably have one or two encounters with a registered probate during the whole time they maybe live in Plymouth County, maybe settling in a state of a husband, a grandparent, something like that. Let's say someone who's never dealt with your office, they're not a lawyer, they don't have a legal background, and they have to come to your office to file some paperwork or get information. The way the process works now, do you think it's an easy process? Do you think it's a fair process for them to do the things they have to do, Matt McDonough?
My experience as an attorney, as a prosecutor, mm-hmm. as on the defense side, in my private practice, anytime somebody comes into the court system and they've never been there before, it's intimidating. And that's a natural experience. Our job as registrars is to make sure that we make that process as smooth as possible. I heard First Justice Boyle, one of our judges in the probate system, describe his job, to get people through the process. And to do that as expediently as possible, we have to recognize that 85% of the litigants that are coming through Plymouth County probate courts right now are pro se. They're representing themselves. So these are people who are going to need a little bit of extra help, whether it's the attorney of the day program or extra services at the front counter. We're not allowed to be advocates or give legal advice to folks at the front counter, but we can always try to find processes or other sources of information for folks so that they can make their legal decisions as best as possible.
What about you, Tony? What do you think? Somebody's had no experience with the courts, no attorneys in their family. Mm-hmm. They're maybe an elderly woman. Her husband dies. She's very confused and upset. What do you think about the process now? Do you think do they make it easy? Is it really intimidating? What is your view of the way the office is run now?
The process now is good, but it can be improved. Customer service can always be improved. I've gone through a divorce with my first wife. We went through probate in Massachusetts. We didn't use an attorney. We're still good friends. And I've been through adoption. My sister, my beautiful sister, who's adopted two kids, we went through the probate system as well. When my first stepmom died, I was helpful in the estate processing process. Very familiar with the process. I've been in that office, both offices, very recently, talked to the folks that are in charge of the offices, including Mr. McCarthy, and there are things that can be improved right along the lines of what you're saying, Christine. Every form or a sample of every type of document that somebody would need to process should be available on the counter and on the website. Why that hasn't happened when Mr. Probate, Matt McDonough, was being Mr. Probate, I don't know. But this is the difference between a manager and an attorney. Forms are just one example. Suggestion box for both the employees as well as for customers. Tell us what you think, as well as not just and also fees. There's an inconsistency in fees. Why are fees different in the Plymouth office and the Brockton office? Mr. McDonough, what have you done about these types of issues?
Let me add
one thing. Procedures. Put all the procedures online as well, too, point.
Okay, I'm confused here. Why are you asking Matt McDonough about things in the Register of Probate? He's not the Register of Probate. I'm confused here.
Because I'm running against Matt McDonough, and he's claiming that he's the more experienced Registry of Probate guy. But if he's so experienced, then why hasn't he been solving problems there that he knows have been going on and that I'm talking about as well? And the reason is because he's not a manager. He's an attorney representing clients, practicing law. Well,
Well, to that question, have you done any of those things?
Donate what things?
You talked about earlier about donating a computer.
I'm not in that system. I've been there as a customer, but I haven't worked in that system directly, as we've said. So, no, I haven't. But, I mean, feel free to say I could have done it, but I wasn't there. But he was there, and he's been there for many, many years. He'll tell you that. But he hasn't addressed a lot of these problems.
I've been a volunteer attorney for the Attorney of the Day program to provide legal advice to folks who are in Plymouth and in Brockton courts. And I've made observations about things that I think that we can improve upon the system. But that's not to say the system is bad to begin with. Like I said, it started with a table outside of a bathroom at an old courthouse. And Register McCarthy has taken that program, made it a 5-day-a-week program with volunteer attorneys staffing from 9 to 1 every day in both courthouses. I don't think that that occurs in any other registry across the state. But there are improvements we can make.
Okay. Kevin Tachi, question for the candidates.
Let's kind of stay along that same theme as far as if you are elected, what types of changes would you plan to make if elected? We'll start with Matt.
We've talked, actually it was Mr. O'Brien who first brought up the computer idea tonight, but at prior events I have talked about the fact that when you are serving as an attorney of the day, you have your filings that are in front of you, and people come in, they sit down, they start to describe their problems. So identifying the need of the client is the first thing you do, and then trying to figure out which forms they need to fill out in order to file them with the registrar's office. Sometimes the forms aren't there. You have to get up, you have to go to the photocopier, you have to come back. It sounds like a simple thing to deal with, but when you're dealing with time of 9 to 1, and that's all you're going to have for this attorney who's given their services pro bono, we want to maximize the efficiency of the office. I'd like to have a computer password protected so that attorneys of the day can come in and have the filings online, and they can have them filled out with the client as they're sitting there asking their questions, print them out right there and then they can walk just 2 feet next door and enter their filings. I think that would save time, it would expedite the process. That's one improvement. I think there's other areas too where we can do more in outreach, especially in the areas of domestic violence, but we could talk about that later.
Tony, what types of changes would you plan if you were elected?
I, as a registered probate, as I did as county commissioner, I would initiate office hours to be accessible to the public myself. I said earlier, increasing media, as well as conducting public meetings and town hall meetings about the office and what it does. That's under community outreach. Under customer service, I mentioned the forms. Also signage. Drive to the registered probate office in Plymouth and Brockton and tell me when the first time you see a sign for the registered probate is. Good luck if you see one before you get to security. Not good. You got to be customer friendly. Suggestion boxes, the procedures. I mentioned that on your last question, Christine. The procedures for doing everything. There's no excuse why they can't be online, so that a layperson, you were saying, that somebody that's older and not familiar with these sort of things, or for whatever reason doesn't understand the system, or as Matt says, is intimidated by it. Put all the procedures online. Put them in documents on the counter, as well as all the forms. Attorney of the day, computer, printer, day one. I'll get it. I'll donate it. Done. Easy to do. That's what managers do. They solve problems. With regards to government efficiency, as you know, cut the budget. I will look for waste, I will look for efficiencies, and I will deliver. I've done it before, and if you want to know what the predictor is of what somebody will do in the future, look at what they've done before, and I've been there.
Okay. Past is prologue, and I'd like to make a comment about that. When Mr. O'Brien was commissioner, we faced one of the worst situations in county government. I serve on the county advisory board. We have just pulled ourselves out of the fact that he refused to vote on audits or a budget for the 4 years that he was a county commissioner. We just finally got the audits done for FY10. Mr. O'Brien consistently fought with our county treasurer and refused to vote on the most simple of things, audits and budgets. And at that point, his frustration culminated with him declaring to the Old Colony Memorial newspaper the dissolution of county government. We survived, Mr. O'Brien. County government is still alive. I think the Registry of Probate needs somebody who's more sensitive to people's needs and able to work with people, especially when there's disagreements.
If I may add.
Yep.
Look. Matt McDonough was no star on our county advisory board. He's one of the reasons why we had the problems that we had, as well as his father when he was the sheriff. Joe McDonough created a lot of those problems too. He's talking about clients at the counter. You're the registered probate. They're not your clients. There's going to be a conflict of interest when you have an attorney in that office.
He's got connections
with the attorneys and the judges. He said it last week in one of our appearances in Brockton. That's not the way to go, folks. By the way, county government, do I got to tell you, Christine? Come on. County government, ATD poll, look it up a couple years ago, and the Patriot Ledger. 3-1 against county government. Congratulations, Matt. Your position is you're for county government. How about what the people want? And they don't want county government, Matt. Sorry.
The people want courthouse rents to get paid. We accomplished that after you left. People want the maintenance of effort to be paid by the state. We accomplished that after you left, when the state left us with liabilities.
That's just a lie.
If we can kind of put this stuff aside, because this isn't really what's important at this particular second. I had a follow-up question, and it was a follow-up as far as changes. Where does the technology stand in this office? Does it need to be updated, Tony?
It's a good question.
Whether it's software.
Well, as I've said before, there's a lot more content that could be on the website. I salute Mr. McCarthy. It was brought up in previous debates that he apparently is paying for the website out of his own pocket. As you know, I did that as a county commissioner when I started the first county government website. And, by the way, this is a problem when you got the liberal tax and spend Democrat from the Democrat machine, and Matt McDonough is one of the leaders of the Democrat machine in Plymouth County. Go along to get along. Oh, you know, don't ruffle any feathers. Don't disagree with somebody. That's not right, folks. You know it's not right, and I know it's not right, and people are sick and tired of the Democrat go along to get along. I stood up on principles against things that weren't supposed to be done, and we had improvements made. I fought against tax increases, and we cut the budget with my leadership, working across the aisle, by the way, every year for 4 years in a row. And by the way, while Matt McDonough was on the county advisory board, no problems with the audits.
Okay, you know what we're going to do?
I have to respond to that. It's an accusation against me.
And then we're going to go to a lightning round.
Okay. I first met Tony O'Brien when he ran for county commissioner as a Democrat in 2008. He extended his hand to me, and I did shake it that day because he made a promise to me that he would work on regionalizing services for the municipalities that I represent as a school committee member and as a selectman.
That is absolutely false. That is not true.
Let him speak.
He failed to do that. But he continued to work as a Democrat and campaigned hard for Democrats. I know he even worked for Martha Coakley.
Yeah, you were my buddy, Matt.
For Martha Coakley when she ran for U.S. Senate. And this is a photograph I have of Mr. O'Brien clutching Martha Coakley's U.S. Senate sign, giving the cameraman a big thumbs up. He has flip-flopped on every issue politically and government-wise.
That is absolutely false.
I believe the Register of Probate needs to be somebody who's consistent, somebody who's going to respect people's differences, be able to help people who are going through the worst emotional turmoil at the front desk, help them out. They're clients in the sense that when you're an attorney of the day and somebody comes and speaks to you, that's when you have the attorney-client relationship, something Mr. O'Brien clearly doesn't understand.
Okay. Matt McDonough's family name has a problem. Now he wants to bring down my family name.
Okay, hold on 1 second. 7:15 here on 95.9. If you're wondering what all this excitement about, it is the forum for the Register of Probate. We've got Matt McDonough here. He's the Democrat who's running, and we have the Republican, and that is Tony O'Brien. Now we're going to go to the lightning round. These are the questions that the answer is either yes or no, or one or two sentences tops. Going to start with you, Kevin, and then we're going to go to Charlie.
Well, I was going to defer to Charlie because
okay.
I kind of hogged up that
yes,
last one.
Yes, you did.
Charlie,
okay. Go right ahead, Charlie.
Okay. You're probably familiar with my lightning round questions. When you are confronted with a problem, do you attack it as an idealist or a pragmatist, and don't say both, Tony?
Well, it, of course, depends on the situation. I think you start as an idealist, and then You probably end up being pragmatic about it. You only have so many resources, people, funding, et cetera.
It's a lightning round.
Matt?
Okay.
I know you're telling me not to choose both, but I have to be consistent with my answer in the primary, and I am a little bit of both. I like to be idealistic because that's why I'm in government, to help people. I'm pragmatistic when I get in there to solve problems.
Okay, Kevin, lightning round question.
Do you think 6 years is too long for a term for this office, yes or no?
Tony.
Yes or no?
Absolutely yes.
Okay.
I'm a reformer.
You can't change it. It's part of our Constitution.
Of course you can change it.
Take a change to the Constitution.
Yes or no?
You're an attorney?
4 years would be fine.
Okay. Seeing there are two locations, Plymouth and Brockton, where you'll be spending most of your time and why, one or two sentences, Matt, will you be in Plymouth or Brockton more?
A little bit of both. Brockton has 8 members of the office working there. Plymouth has 20. So at the very beginning, to know all of the employees, I'll be spending more time in Plymouth, then I will shift to Brockton.
Okay, what about you, Tony? Where will you spend your time?
A number of the positions are vacant right now, which is unfortunate. What I would probably do, especially at first, is do what Mr. McCarthy's doing, whichever office he's in on which day, I would start there.
Okay, there we go. Okay, Kevin?
Elected official, past or present, that you look up to as a role model?
Tony?
Current Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald.
Okay. Matt?
As a child, I grew up a family that had pictures on the wall. President Kennedy was one of them, so I look up to President Kennedy.
Okay. Charlie?
Okay. Quick quiz, because you brought it up, Tony. Where is the first sign in the Plymouth Courthouse for the clerk of courts?
For the clerk of courts or for the register of probate?
Clerk of courts.
Well, the clerk of courts is in another courthouse. I mean, we can talk about the clerk of courts if you want. As Plymouth County Commissioner, I used to run that building.
I believe the clerk of courts is directly across from the register of probate.
To the question, it's beyond security.
Okay. Are there any... Matt? You know where the clerk is?
There's a clerk for the district court in Plymouth District Court. That you may be talking about that. It's directly across the hallway from the Register of Probate's office.
Okay, and it's beyond security.
Yes.
Okay.
Well beyond security.
Pick one of the four questions on the ballot. Automatic gas tax, expanded bottle bill, repeal casino gaming, or earned sick time. Tell us how you'll vote. Yes or no, and if needed, a sentence.
Yes, no, yes, no. Definitely against the gas.
Pick one.
Against
pick
the gas one. Tax. Against the bottle bill, which is also a tax, by the way.
I'll pick one. I'll be voting for the earned sick time.
Okay. Any more lightning round questions, gentlemen?
Which is more regulation on businesses.
Okay. Let's any more questions.
Okay. Especially with the accusations of flip-flop. Matt, why is this a Democratic year?
I don't look at my campaign or statewide as Democrat or Republican. I'm looking to do a job to help families. I've been elected official in a nonpartisan arena my entire career. This is my first time. So as a selectman and school committee member, no one cared about party, and I'm going to put people before party at the registrar's office.
Okay, Tony, why is this a Republican year?
This is going to be a wave year. It will be 1990. It will be 1966, which was Brooke, Volpe, Sargent, and Richardson. Previous four governors were Republican, many open seats, strong Republican candidates, and a lot of Democrats like Mr. McDonough that have high negatives.
Okay, now I'm going to go to three words and three words only that describe you as a worthy candidate for this office. Tony, three words.
Hardworking, integrity, and for the folks.
Okay. What about you, Matt McDonough? Three words to describe yourself.
Experienced, dedicated, and compassionate.
Okay. Now I want to give you gentlemen a chance to ask each other a question or two. Matt, a question for Tony O'Brien.
Tony, the 4 years that you were on the county commission, which is the only time you were ever elected to office, even though you've run four times, you refused to vote on the $9 million county budget. You refused to vote on the audits. You made maintenance of effort a crisis for county government. After all of that, how can you ask the Plymouth County voters to trust you with yet another county race?
Well, unfortunately, Matt, you were on the county advisory board, and the county commissioners answered to the county advisory board for finances.
And when we fixed it,
so your leadership wasn't stellar, and that's one of the reasons why I did vote against budgets, because if the budgets were wrong, then there was no need for me to vote on it. And the county advisory board overrides the county commissioner's positions on the budget.
Your responsibility was to vote for those budgets, but you chose not to. Instead, you chose
go
to fight
along
with
to get along.
You chose to fight with
Democrat
people
Matt McDonough
to a point where the newspapers asked for your resignation.
Okay. Well, then I should have just taken my ball and ran home, Matt. Right?
You could have provided some specifics to the Old Colony Memorial, as they say in their newspaper article. You refused to provide specifics about your allegations about Treasurer Tom O'Brien. You just made outlandish allegations that led them to the conclusion that you shouldn't be chairman.
I had no problem with Tom O'Brien. There were occasions where we disagreed. He was the county treasurer. He had a lot of important responsibilities with our finances.
I have a file.
But this
of
is go along to get along Democrat.
I have a file of emails where you disparage county treasurer O'Brien.
You're a political leader. You
gotta, some of them are sent to
you.
Got to
agree
morning.
With everything everybody says. You can't stand up and disagree on behalf of the folks.
Okay,
that's for the record, no relation, right?
Okay.
Who?
No.
You
well, my
Tom.
My opponent would like to benefit from Tom O'Brien's name.
Okay.
That's for sure. That's why he puts his middle name on the ballot.
Tony, a question for Matt McDonough, please.
Matt, former Sheriff Joe McDonough, your role model for public service, had a lot of problems in office that ended up resulting in him getting thrown out of office, including nepotism, double dipping, pension scams. I would like to, if I'm elected registered probate, to submit a recommendation for a bill to my state representative regarding no nepotism in state government, no managers hiring family members, no double dipping, which is two paid positions. You've said that you'll stay in your selectman's position, which is a paid position. And again, another McDonough supporting double dipping.
You don't understand the definition of a double dipping.
What's your question?
Nepotism, no nepotism law, no double dipping law. Pensions should be limited to no more than $70,000 a year. And I also advocate for term limits. And Matt, would you support help me in those four initiatives?
Tony, you need to do some research, because that's not what double dipping is. As a selectman...
you ought to know.
As a selectman, Tony, if I could have a few moments.
You're the expert on double dipping.
As a selectman, I make under $80 a month. I work many, many hours to bring my town a new highway, a new high school, a 20-acre solar array. I volunteer my time as an attorney for the mock trial team at
and
the high school.
And a lot of other problems in town, by the way.
Okay.
And seawalls, beach
let
rides,
him,
airports,
let him finish up. Let him finish.
Things that I have,
Tony,
things
let
that
him
I have worked
hey,
on.
Hey, yo, let him finish. Let him finish. Thank you.
Our board fought the fight. I'm glad you brought up FEMA. Our board fought the fight to bring FEMA to a standstill so they could not implement thousands of new homes being placed into these maps. The little towns of Marshfield and Scituate fought the federal government, and we won. And I was part of that leadership team. I'm very proud of
it. You haven't won yet, mister. That thing's still in process, and you know it.
I'd like to go to... I'm going to give you guys, if you want to ask each other, a quick lightning round question, and that means a question that only has an answer of two sentences. We can do that. Then we're going to go to closing statements. So, Matt, do you have another question for Tony?
In all the elections you've run, Tony, you've never run a clean campaign. Do you have the capacity as registrar to work with people who may disagree with you without disparaging them?
Two sentences.
Go along, get tax and spend, liberal, Democrat, out of control, out of touch. I reject your question, Matt.
Okay, do you have a question for Matt? Do you have a question for Matt, Tony?
I do not, no.
You don't have a question? All right, let's go to closing statements then. We're going to reverse the order that we started in tonight. So when we started with Tony, and then we went to Matt. So we're going to start with Matt McDonough, then go to Tony. Can be as short as you want, but again, no longer than 2 minutes. Let's Understood. Start with Matt.
And thank you for the opportunity to speak with you tonight. Plymouth County families deserve to have a Register of Probate who is an experienced attorney, compassionate, dedicated, and has experience helping families get through the tough stretches. I'm somebody who's positive. I'm not negative with people. I find ways to work with people even if I disagree with them, unlike my opponent. On November 4th, I ask that you vote for me, Matt McDonough, to be your next Register of Probate. I'm the only candidate in this race who has any experience in the courts as an attorney. I've spent my entire legal career helping others as an assistant district attorney, school committee member, a selectman, and vice chair of the Plymouth County Advisory Board. I'm proud to have the endorsement of our current Register of Probate, Bob McCarthy. As your next register, I will work every day to protect the integrity of sensitive filings in the probate courts. I will recruit fellow attorneys to continue and expand the Attorney of the Day program. I will seek funding for victim advocates to assist those who are dealing with domestic violence. I will be sensitive to the needs of your family as you go through the legal system and the probate courts. To learn more about my candidacy, please visit me at mattmcdonough.org. Thank you for listening to tonight's debate. And again, I ask you to vote for experience and dedication and a positive message, and vote for Matt McDonough on November 4th.
Thank you. That was Matt McDonough's final statement. And we're going to go to Tony O'Brien's
Spoken
final
like
statement.
A true lawyer. Thank you, WATD and the listeners. Again, I'm Anthony O'Brien, Brockton native. Democrat leaders say O'Brien can win this race, as well as win Brockton, by the way, which is no longer a Democrat stronghold. An independent candidate for mayor last year, only 11 months ago, won the mayor's office in Brockton. I'm the only military veteran in the race. I have the most experience as a county official, despite, and I love the way Matt misrepresents my record, but that's Matt McDonough. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I have the most experience as a manager, 30 years, and the Register of Probate is a management position. Most Republican and Democrat leaders, say O'Brien should win this race. Previous four governors were Republican, many open seats, very conservative counties, strong Republican candidates, and Democrat candidates with high negatives like Matt McDonough. And Democrats will not vote for Matt McDonough. Again, Matt's made three major mistakes in this campaign. He can't afford one. Misrepresenting the folks by saying that the Register of Probate should be an attorney, it just says you can't trust him. Also featuring his father, former Sheriff Joe McDonough, was a huge mistake. He's got a terrible record, and Matt made that choice to do that. And once a candidate puts an issue on the table, then it's game for anybody else. He's conducting aggressive research, opposition research on me, Anthony O'Brien. And be prepared, folks, for a dirty flyer, a dirty ad that makes up lies about me. You heard some of them tonight. We got a nice preview of it to try to stain my good name. And I reject that, and I ask folks, when they hear something like that, give me a call, send me an email. Anthony O'Brien only stands for integrity despite the dirty McDonough message. Please check my website, anthonyobrien.com. Please get all your family and friends to come out and vote on November 4th. We can take our state and our country back. Enough is enough. No more dirty political dynasties.
Thank you very much. That was Tony O'Brien. He's the Republican running in this race. Of course, the race is for Register of Probate. The general election is on Tuesday, November 4th. WATD will provide you with complete election night coverage. We will have reporters out at all the headquarters of all the major candidates that we are following. We've got Whitman Hanson Community Access here that is putting this on, that's recording this, so you'll be able to see this on your local cable channels. WATD will have this up on our website tomorrow, 95.9WATD.com, and you hear selected cuts of this during your morning news block. Meanwhile, I want to say thank you to both candidates. Thank you for coming tonight. It's tough to run for office.
Thank you very much, Christine.
Any office.
Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome, and we appreciate you turning out. Charlie Mathewson, thanks for asking some great questions tonight, along with Kevin Tachi here, the host of Monday Night Talk. Always fun to sit in with you guys here with the pre-election night political posse. Remember, if you don't vote, you don't have a voice. I'm Christine James. Thanks for listening tonight. Back to you, Kevin Tachi.
And we'll take it to break, and when we come back, we'll speak with AG candidate John Miller. Don't go far. You're listening to Monday Night Talk.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.